I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Some losses in life seem absolutely unbearable. The unanticipated end of an intimate relationship that's at the center of our lives. The death of a parent who can no longer provide advice or answer our phone calls. Or perhaps the most difficult, the death of a young child. So often, it seems, the language we use in everyday discourse falls far short of what we need when we're in the midst of such profound grief, such unmitigated, seemingly unending despair. What many of us discover at these times is that we need something other than words, perhaps the silent presence of a close friend, or the gentle reminders that somehow, some way, life will and must go on. This is just what happened to this week's essayist, Abby Dawes.
As I sat at our neighborhood beach on the 4th and watched the fireworks light up the sky from across the bay, I couldn't help but reflect back to March 18th, the day of the memorial service for our baby, Jack, that took place at the very same spot. On March 7th, I delivered a stillborn at 37 weeks. I left work having contractions timed perfectly at 6 minutes apart, thinking I was going to meet my second baby boy, and instead was met with tragic news. Yes, I was in labor, but there was no heartbeat. You might think that life will be completely dark after an experience like that, but the reality is, it goes on. I believe in the power of positivity. Positive beliefs, talk, and actions create a multiplier effect so that a couple of positive things build momentum. One of my friends texted me as I was in my hospital bed trying not to lose my marbles and asked how she could help. I thought she couldn't, but then my hospital breakfast arrived and I realized she could. I needed chocolate chip pancakes. Soon an order arrived. I believe in the power of food too. I asked another friend to help me find a milk bank to donate the milk that I knew would soon come in, potentially reminding me again of my loss. Mother's Milk Bank Northeast needed my milk, and I needed them. 3 weeks of pumping and 200 ounces later, I was told that Jack and I provided about 600 feedings to premature babies who needed mother's milk. During the first couple of weeks, I woke up every day feeling like I was in a fog. My 3-year-old son definitely helped. He still woke up every day and came to snuggle next to me as he always does, eventually asking me if it's time for cereal. While he was sad not to have his baby brother at home, he was focused on living his life, and so I followed suit. As we watched the fireworks that night at the beach, it struck me that even though I was at the same spot that I was on the day we honored Jack, I was in a very different spot. We were oohing and aahing, smiling and laughing, anticipating the beauty of the next moment. Time had moved forward, and it had taken us with it.
Abby Dawes lives in Barrington with her partner, Brian DeSalvo, and their 4-year-old son, Will. She's the head of regulatory relations at Citizens Bank. Dawes wishes to thank the wonderful nurses at Women and Infants Hospital for their care and sends a special thanks to Dr. David Beidel and Dr. Erica Werner. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.